In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, Jesus reminds us that we belong to him and that we are to share in his glory and that we are to keep his word, reminding us in our daily life to keep our hearts and eyes always on Christ, that we may walk faithfully with him, and that nothing may take us away from that path of following Jesus Christ. This time between the Ascension and Pentecost is a time of great grace in which God is preparing us to be renewed in the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in this, we can ask the Holy Spirit to truly give us that grace to keep God's word, to be faithful, and to walk faithfully with Christ. Today we celebrate some very special martyrs in the church. These are the Uganda martyrs, Charles Lwanga and companions. They were 22 martyrs. There were also Anglicans that were martyred as well, Anglican young boys that were martyred as well. But the youngest of these martyrs was 13 years old, and they ranged from 13 to about the age of 30. In 1885-87 in Uganda, the king had these young boys as pages in his court. But one of the purposes of these pages was that he wanted them to do immoral acts with him, sinful acts. And these young boys, who some of them were just recently baptized, were well catechized and knew their faith, that they could not engage in such sinful acts. And so Charles Lwanga actually protected some of the younger pages from the king. For this, these boys, again aged from 13 to in their 20s, were martyred. And they were martyred in, some of them were martyred in a very painful death. But it just shows their courage, their witness, their faith. Some of them had their limbs removed by being chopped off, and then they were wrapped in mats of reeds and then set on fire and left to die in burning reeds. But these boys showed great courage, that their faith in Jesus Christ, and that they would not allow a worldly power influence them and take them away from following Jesus Christ. They remind me very much of Saint Maria Goretti, who also defended her purity against the advances of her attacker. These martyrs are such needed in our time, and it's no coincidence, I think, that they are in the beginning of the month of June, a month which the world is celebrating an immoral and sinful acts under the guise of pride. There's no pride in sin, and these martyrs stand in our testament against this. They're wonderful, courageous examples and witnesses that in the face of temptation or trial, to be faithful to Christ, to be courageous witnesses, and to not to be afraid of suffering death for our faith. How much our youth need to be instructed and learn the examples of these martyrs of Uganda and of Saint Maria Goretti. Our youth, who are poisoned by immorality and from such a young age, need these examples to be courageous witnesses against sin and immorality, to be faithful to Jesus, to be courageous and in resisting temptation and sin, and to be united to Christ, to be united to Christ. These martyrs prayed for each other, they supported each other, and they went to heaven together to enjoy forever the vision of God. And so we can ask these martyrs to help us when we're tempted to resist temptation and not to give in to temptation, to be faithful to our King, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May these wonderful martyrs be an example to the world, in which faithfulness to God is first and foremost. Faithfulness to the commandments of God is our first priority, and that we are not allowed ourselves to be influenced by the world and its morality to indulge in sin, but to resist sin and temptation so that we may share in the glory, the eternal glory, with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.